USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Immigration lawyers described some of the facilities used to detain illegals as having deplorable conditions, and independent monitors have said they've created a health crisis. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan on ABC's This Week.
My explanation is that it's an extraordinarily challenging situation.
Bolstered by a strong economy, Donald Trump reaches the highest job approval rating of his career in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll and runs competitively for re-election against four or five possible Democratic contenders. Yet he remains broadly unpopular across personal and professional measures, marking his vulnerabilities in the 2020 election. The poll was conducted by phone and included 1,008 adults with a margin of sampling error of 3.5 points. It included 29% Democrats, 23% Republicans, and 37% Independents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash announced July 4th he was leaving the Republican Party. He had also supported the impeachment of President Trump. On CNN's State of the Union, he criticizes Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as well for her comments on impeachment.
When she says things like, oh, I think that we need to have the strongest case before we go forward, what she's telling the American people is she doesn't think there's a strong case. If she doesn't think that, then she shouldn't open her mouth in the first place and say she thinks there's impeachable conduct.
Amash says he may seek the Libertarian Party nomination for president in 2020. Leaked diplomatic cables from the UK's ambassador to the U.S. are filled with harsh criticisms of President Trump and his administration. The cables back to London describe President Trump as inept, insecure, and incompetent. Iran says that it's ramping up its level of uranium enrichment, breaking a deal made in 2015. Iran's move comes in response to sweeping U.S. sanctions imposed after President Trump unilaterally withdrew from the deal a year ago. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An arrest has been made in the mysterious death of a former Mouseketeer. USA's Winnie King has the story.
Oregon State Police say they've made an arrest in relation to the death of child actor and former Mickey Mouse Club member Dennis Day. Daniel Berta, 36, has been charged with manslaughter 2, criminally negligent homicide, and abuse of a corpse, as well as identity theft and criminal mistreatment. Day was reported missing over a year ago. In April, his body was found in his home in Phoenix, Oregon. Police say the investigation is still active and no further information will be released at this time. I'm Wendy King.
Wealthy hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein was arrested yesterday on new sex trafficking charges, the latest allegations against the registered sex offender who was once friends with the likes of President Trump, President Clinton, and Prince Andrew, involved paying underage girls for massages and then molesting them at his home in New York and Florida. The new sex trafficking charges involve allegations dating back to the early 2000s. He's to appear in federal court in New York on Monday. The star of such Disney productions as Jesse and The Descendant died in his sleep due to a seizure. 20-year-old Cameron Boyce had suffered from an ongoing medical condition, that according to family members. He'd been involved in charity work, receiving a Biden Courage Award back in March. He was set to appear in the new HBO show, Mrs. Fletcher, according to ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.